Hi, my name is Annabelle. I'm one of the co-hosts.
I'm Darielle, and I'm the other co-host.
And we are doing a book review on The White Tiger, a novel by Aravind Adiga, published in October of 2008 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated.
This is an overview on the back of the novel. Ballroom Holloway is a complicated man. Servant, philosopher, entrepreneur, and, spoiler alert, murderer. Over the course of seven nights, Ballroom tells us the terrible and transfixing story of how he came to be a success in life, having nothing but his own wits to help him along. And with a charisma as undeniable as it is unexpected, Ballroom teaches us that religion doesn't create virtue, and money doesn't solve every problem, but decency can still be found in a corrupt world. And you can get what you want out of life if you eavesdrop on the right conversations. A moral, irreverent, deeply endearing, and utterly contemporary. This novel is an international sensation and a startling, provocative debut.
Now for the discussion. Question 1. Do Ballroom's ambitions and charisma make his vision clearer or more vivid?
And I personally think that Ballroom's point is vividly and masterfully executed to the audience, because in several of the excerpts from the book, you can understand that his tone and his opinion and the way that he relays it in the book is very important to how the reader picks up the context of what he means. Spoiler, in the book, when he is talking to the premier, because the whole book is narrated as if a letter to the premier, you can understand that he's talking very respectfully, but it's also very, it's funny the way that he addresses him on an entrepreneur's level to another entrepreneur. They're connecting as he's trying to make it almost as they're friends.
I definitely think it made it more vivid. I especially liked his sarcasm and his attitude toward being a servant and towards the book. I just really liked that and the tone of the book.
Okay, question 2, which is kind of an off-the-topic question. Did he win you over throughout the whole story?
I feel that that's a very complicated question to answer. I mean, in what he did, his crime of, spoiler alert, murdering his boss was, I mean, it's a very morally questionable thing, but at the same time, there was no way of him to get out of his servitude, and he felt betrayed. And it's kind of a question of, did he really have any other choice? And that's a very complicated question to answer in honest opinion.
Okay, let's narrow it down then. Do you think that it was justified? His actions were justified?
I would have to say maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, it definitely depends on the situation.
I think yes. I mean, personally, being a part of a ludicrous system, like a caste system, and even the way he referred to the different districts of India, such as the light and the dark being the servants and the people who do all of the work and get none of the credit, as a human being, I think he kind of deserved to get a certain amount of success for his ambition and for where he wished for his life to be.
And then my influential quote was, "See, the poor dream all their lives of getting enough to eat and looking like the rich. And what do the rich dream of? Losing weight and looking like the poor." It kind of represents his thought process throughout the book. Then I feel like it's definitely influential to how his mood and attitude changes.
And now for our critique. I think this book is a very good read for a high schooler, even college level. It's very entertaining and it's very insightful into a culture that we don't really hear much about. I mean, he's right. In the book, he discusses how you don't really know much about poor Indian culture, and I think we learned about it.
Yeah, and I definitely like how there's that sarcastic tone and attitude, and he just kind of it's a really good, I like the way he wrote his book, the words he used, the tone he used. I feel like it's definitely a good reading experience.
It impacts you because you actually change your opinion throughout the book of him. And he's very honest and very forthright in his opinion. He's resolute about points and topics.
Okay, and then for our rating, I chose about a 4 to a 4.5.
I choose a 4.5 to a 5, and only because the ending was a little rushed.
Yeah. Remember, this is your co-host, Annabelle O'Connor.
And your other co-host, Darielle Williams, and we are signing off.